Let us worship God together.
Grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Wash your mercy, risen Lord. Show us the kindness of your love. Amen. Amen. Maranatha. Wash your mercy, risen Lord. Show us the kindness of your love. Amen. Amen. Maranatha. Maranatha. Show us your mercy, risen Lord. Show us the kindness of your love. Amen. Show us your mercy, risen Lord. Show us the kindness of your love. Amen. Amen. Maranatha. Maranatha. Show us your mercy, risen Lord. Show us the kindness of your love. Amen. Amen. Maranatha. Maranatha. Amen. Amen. Maranatha. Thank you. I lift up my eyes to the hills, from where shall come my help? My help is in God who created the earth and the heavens. I lift up my eyes to the hills, from where shall come my help? My help is in God who created the earth and the heavens.
I lift up my eyes to the hills.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where shall come my help?
Delight and rejoice in your love.
delight and rejoice in your love.
Jesus, you came for all people.
I delight and rejoice in your love. I delight and rejoice in your love.
Jesus, brother of the poor.
I delight and rejoice in your love.
Jesus, goodness without measure.
I delight and rejoice in your love.
Jesus, you carry our burden.
I delight and rejoice in your love.
Jesus, you know our trials.
I delight and rejoice in your love.
Matthew 4, verses 1 to 11. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert so that the devil could test him. After Jesus had gone without eating for 40 days and nights, he was very hungry. Then the devil came to him and said, "If you are God's son, tell these stones to turn into bread." Jesus answered, "The scriptures say, no one can live only on food. People need every word that God has spoken." Next, the devil took Jesus to the holy city and had him stand on the highest part of the temple. The devil said, "If you are God's son, jump off. The scriptures say, God will give his angels orders about you. They will catch you in their arms, and you won't hurt your feet on the stones." Jesus answered, "The scriptures also say, don't try to test the Lord your God." Finally, the devil took Jesus up on a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms on earth and their power. The devil said to him, "I will give all this to you if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus answered, "Go away, Satan. The scriptures say, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left Jesus and the angels came to help him.
Thank you.
Romans 5, verses 12 to 19. Adam sinned, and that sin brought death into the world. Now everyone has sinned, and so everyone must die. Sin was in the world before the law came, but no record of sin was kept because there was no law. Yet death still had power over all who lived from the time of Adam to the time of Moses. This happened, though not everyone disobeyed a direct command from God, as Adam did. In some ways, Adam is like Christ who came later. But the gift that God was kind enough to give was very different from Adam's sin. That one sin brought death to many others. Yet, in an even greater way, Jesus Christ alone brought God's gift of kindness to many people. There is a lot of difference between Adam's sin and God's gift. That one sin led to punishment. But God's gift made it possible for us to be acceptable to Him, even though we have sinned many times. Death ruled like a king because Adam had sinned, but that cannot compare with what Jesus Christ has done. God has been so kind to us, and He has accepted us because of Jesus. And so we will live and rule like kings. Everyone was going to be punished because Adam sinned, but because of the good thing that Christ has done, God accepts us and gives us the gift of life. Adam disobeyed God and caused many others to be sinners, but Jesus obeyed him and will make many people acceptable to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Pray that I might have.
Confess our hearts to God.
Almighty God, we have sinned against you in thought and word and deed, in what we have done and in what we have left undone. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses and grant that we may serve you.
Almighty God, grant us forgiveness of our sins and the grace of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Into your hands I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed me,
O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep me as the apple of your eye.
Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
O Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us take time to offer our spoken prayers for others.
Nikki.
Mike and Doug.
Hugo and the people of Guadalupe, Costa Rica.
For Jeff and Polo. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, with the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. As we forgive those who trespass against us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Let your servant now go in peace, O Lord. Now go in peace according to your word. Let your servant now go in peace, O Lord. Now go in peace according to your word. Let your servant now go in peace, O Lord. Now go in peace according to your word. Let your servant now go in peace, O Lord. Now go in peace, to your word.
May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us.